Alright, it's our first full day in Kerala. I've got Beto here to talk about what we're doing today.
Right now we're going kayaking. Let's go. I have never been kayaking before, so that's my first time ever.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna love it. Raya, what are you looking forward to today?
I'm looking forward to not falling in the water. Yeah. And I'm really like looking forward to having fun.
We're on Cherai Beach here in Kerala. Just about to jump into the water.
Yay!
Louisa's been having a great morning. She's excited to jump in. Wow, gets deep quite quickly. Gotta drop down some of my equipment here, the med kit that we take on every excursion. Okay. Here we go, walking down into the water now. Ooh, that's
cool.
That's cooler than I expected.
What is cooler?
The water.
Cooler?
Yeah.
What? Like it's so cool. Warm.
Yeah, but it's colder than I thought it would be.
Go, Raya! Whee!
Right now we've got a sand sculpture contest in order for four students to join me on a catamaran. The students are now developing sculptures of sustainable technologies in the sand. Kenzie, what are they being judged upon?
On how convincing their pitch of their technology is and how realistic we can see it in the sand.
Robin, if you could, while you work, kind of explain to me what's going on.
So right now I am building a system. So I'm combining several technologies into one. And the first part is taking your old food and putting it into a composting system from a place that we visited. And so one difference I'd make to their system is making it more accessible to everyone and smaller for smaller spaces. You take the mulch or whatever comes out, the good dirt, and put it into my own idea of the technology, which I'm not sure how feasible it is yet, but roof gardens. It takes up less space while providing shade and better air quality and more greenery, so better mental health in the community, which leads to people being able to do better jobs in the system and also lead better, happier lives.
All right, Louisa.
It's a system that heats the water of the shower naturally, so these are pipes and they're invested with black tape, and then it heats up and it hits the water and then it goes to the shower warm.
Got it. So the pipes themselves are like five straight lines in a square sort of shape.
Yeah, they're like all over.
Oh, and there's some across as well. Okay, so it's vertical and horizontal lines, and then we have a tower made of sand, and then that is connected to a shower, and then there's a stick figure of a person showering. Yeah, makes sense. Beto, what have we got going on here?
It's a water bottle that has
a lid.
Yeah, the lid. It has Click Me on the lid. When you press the Click Me on the lid, it uses UV light to purify air. So in a way, if everybody has it in India, you're not going to use... purify water, not air. You're not going to use the plastic water bottles. You just have this one and you can fill it up with tap water. Click on the bottom of the top and the UV light will purify the water for you, and it's drinkable and it is well researched to be perfectly healthy even if it's like a very dirty lake.
Nice one, thank you. And so what I'm seeing here is Beto has covered a water bottle in sand and he's written in the sand next to it, "Press me."
Yeah.
Okay,
got
it. We're all gonna start at Max's so that he can explain the competition or his idea to us. Okay, Max. The three judges are Matt Vega and Ken. Let's start with Max. His idea is...
Well, we are back on the bus after a day at the beach. Santi, what did you think about the day so far?
Well, it's certainly been one very exciting day. We've been able to do some kayaking, some riding the banana boat, where pretty much everyone fell. It's quite a fun time, quite a good way to start re-explore off. Just being able to have this experience and make a pitch made out of sand was really fun.
And we are now on our way to lunch. And for the rest of the day, students can do pretty much whatever they'd like. It's a free time. Most of them will probably be working on some projects, but we'll see how the day shapes up. Well, we're just wrapping up our day here on our first full day in Kerala. And Raya, what did we just witness?
Proposal. It was so magical. Like, we were waiting and I was like about to cry.
Could you describe the location and the setup?
There was this beautiful beach and the sun was setting and they had like marry me in lights and there were flowers and flower petals and she came, she was blindfolded and she couldn't like cross down the stairs, so he picked her up. And it was so beautiful.